谢谢协调员。
Thank you, Mr. Coordinator. First of all, congratulations on your assumption as the coordinator of Subsidiary Body 4. China supports your proposal on our work today and on our subsequent work and will positively support your work. For years, the negative security assurance is a priority issue that received the most attention from non-nuclear weapon states. During the second PREPCOM session of the 11th NPT Review Conference, which was just finished last week, many non-nuclear weapon states once again appealed for an early start of negotiation of an effective, universal, unconditional, non-discriminatory, irreversible, and legally binding international instrument on this issue. Such strong demand of non-nuclear weapon states, as well as their legitimate security concerns, should be seriously considered and addressed. The CD members should make further efforts to start substantive work on NSA at an early date. During the past years, through the General Assembly, Security Council, NPT, and other platforms, the international community has had in-depth discussions on the NSA issue and has reached some preliminary consensus. In 1978, the SSOD1 outcome document called upon the nuclear weapon states to conclude appropriate effective arrangements to assure non-nuclear weapon states against the use or the threat of use of nuclear weapons. Since then, the GA has passed a resolution every year, including the resolution 78/18 in 2023, which was supported by 123 countries, to emphasize the urgency of reaching agreement on NSA and to ask the CD to actively continue intensive negotiations. In 1995, the Security Council Resolution 984 recognized the legitimate interest of the NPT non-nuclear weapon states to receive negative security assurance. In the same year, the NPT Review and Extension Conference adopted a recommendation, i.e. considering taking further NSA measures in the form of international legally binding instrument. In 2010, the NPT Review Conference adopted the action plan, in which Article 10 called upon the CD to immediately start the discussion of effective international arrangements to assure the non-nuclear weapon states against use or the threat of use of nuclear weapons, and to discuss substantively without limitation with a view to elaborating recommendations dealing with all aspects of this issue, not excluding international legally binding instrument. Mr. Coordinator, we hope our discussion in Subsidiary Body 4 will contribute to this objective. I look forward to the general exchange of views on the specific topics to be considered in this body during today's session. To this end, China wishes to share the following suggestions. First of all, we should comprehensively recall the relevant consensus on the NSA issue and further discuss and negotiate the specific issues related to the international legal instrument on NSA. The CD, in its history, has set up multiple ad hoc working groups, ad hoc committees, or subsidiary bodies to discuss the NSA issue in a comprehensive and in-depth manner. In 2022, the CD established subsidiary body on NSA and had in-depth in discussions. Among all parties, there was no objection in principle to the idea of NSA arrangements. Under the current situation, the subsidiary body should build on the previous discussions and make further efforts, including establishing another ad hoc committee to have in-depth discussion on the specific issues of the international legal instrument and specify a roadmap or timetable. China has noticed the questions raised by the U.S. representative during the thematic plenary on 14th of March, i.e. whether NPT non-nuclear weapon states would be prepared to agree to receive NSA from NPT non-parties that possess nuclear weapons, and whether a state that failed to comply with IAEA safeguard agreement would still be entitled to continue to receive NSA from others. In addition, the question of security assurance to the states that join nuclear sharing may also be involved. China believes that all these questions could be thoroughly discussed in the subsidiary body. Secondly, we should actively explore other practical measures to create enabling conditions for the negotiation of the international legal instrument. Pledging no first use of nuclear weapon is a NSA measure of practical significance. Since the first day of possessing nuclear weapons, the Chinese government has solemnly committed itself to no first use of nuclear weapons at any time, under any circumstance, and to unconditional no use or threat of use of nuclear weapons against any non-nuclear weapon states and nuclear weapon-free zones. China has always called upon other nuclear weapon states to make similar commitment. And during the second PREPCOM session, China submitted the working papers on no first use of nuclear weapon initiative and on NSA issue, solemnly encouraged the five nuclear weapon states to negotiate and conclude a treaty on no first use of nuclear weapons or issue a political statement on this issue, and advocated that pending the conclusion of the international legal instrument, all nuclear weapon states should make public statement to unconditionally undertake not to use or threaten to use nuclear weapons against non-nuclear weapon states or nuclear weapon-free zones. China also advocated that nuclear weapon states should reduce the role of nuclear weapons in the national security policies, abandon the policy of nuclear deterrence based on first use of nuclear weapons, refrain from designating any state as a target of nuclear strikes, and refrain from aiming nuclear weapons under the control at any state. Establishing the nuclear weapon-free zones is a vital step to achieve a world free of nuclear weapons. Nuclear weapon states should support the efforts of non-nuclear weapon states to build such zones and should take obligations in a legally binding manner. Both nuclear weapon states and non-nuclear weapon states should refrain from actions that may disregard or undermine the status of nuclear weapon-free zones. China hopes the subsidiary body of the CD will conduct active and in-depth discussion on these practical measures. Thirdly, we should further discuss other specific issues related to the negotiation of the international legal instrument on NSA. As an example, during the second PREPCOM session, nuclear sharing induced an intensive discussion among all parties, which fully showed that this issue is of great controversy at the international level. Relevant nuclear weapon states should withdraw all nuclear weapons deployed overseas. The non-nuclear weapon states that are part of relevant arrangement should practically fulfill non-proliferation obligation and their own commitment and stop instigating nuclear sharing or extended nuclear deterrence. Meanwhile, we should be vigilant for some countries' attempt to expand the nuclear sharing to the Asia-Pacific region. Thank you, Mr. Coordinator.